It was supposed to be something that was a great celebration, and many of the Navy commanders of Russia showed up for this launch of the Kursk into the Arctic Ocean. They launched it out into the sea, and it, pretty much right off the bat, there were two big explosions. One was 3.5 on the Richter scale, earthquake level. And that submarine sank down to the seabed of the Arctic Ocean, 300 feet down, under really difficult seas and this sort of thing. And instantly, a lot of people lost their lives. And the few people that survived, they kind of hung on there for life for a few moments, that sort of thing. Can you imagine in that scenario if one of the sailors said something like this? Hey guys, I'm looking around and there is enough muscle in the submarine right now to lift us up from the seabed. And if he said something like this, hey, you know what? If you just push up on the top of that, on the top of the submarine, sooner or later we'll dislodge from where we are and we'll float to the surface. Isn't that a silly concept to think about, that someone would do that? Because in that scenario, when the Kursk sunk, it needed a miracle to save life. No human ability could add on anything to save lives in that moment. Do you realize that you're sunk? You're sunk spiritually. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 puts it this way: there is no one that is righteous, not even one. Romans goes on to say, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all missed the mark, Paul says. Sin and the consequences of sin, I really liked what Merv had to say there, that it skews our perspective. I would also add that sin explodes and we sink to the bottom of the seabed. We're sunk under the weight of sin and then the explosiveness of the choices that we make. And you know what I think we sometimes like to do? I sometimes think we like to say, hey, you know what? We can strap on our spiritual muscles and we can save ourselves. If we contribute, then God will like us and we can get into a better position. Hey, I can rely on my heritage. My grandparents were involved in the church. That can save me. Or we say such things as, I've got all the doctrine figured out. I can give the right answers. That'll save me. Or I voted the right way, and God's surely going to be pleased with me, and I'll sink up, I'll kind of float up to the surface and be okay. As silly as the example was of a sailor saying we could push up on a submarine and make our way up to this, that's how silly it is to think that any one of us could add on to save ourselves. We need a miracle. You have it. Today, you get to sit at Jesus' feet. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. What you're receiving is totally complete. No need to add on. No need. Everything you need for life today is right here. Love, joy, peace, wrapped in a beautiful package for you. Everything that you need for eternal life is offered for you here. Jesus said, actually, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks of my blood will have everlasting life, and I will raise them up on the last day. It's totally true. Why do we think that we can add on to something that's already complete? Everything that you need is right here. Mary or Martha? Which one do you kind of resonates with you? Is it Mary? Are you someone who sits at the Lord's feet and you're happy there? That's good. That's great. I hope we have lots of Marys in our church. But maybe you're Martha. Maybe you're Martha and you like to add on to Jesus. Jesus loves you too. Just as I said to open our sermon, or open our message, our service today, Jesus doesn't chastise Martha. He says, Martha, Martha. Today Jesus says, I love you too. Rest in him. Know that what he gives is everything that you need. No need to add on. Amen. We're going to now take time to confess our belief in Jesus. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the words of our confession of faith. Let's share those together as they're projected.